Joe Biden says he wants to vaccinate the entire world. Pope Francis mandates 3 shots and a booster. But Boris Johnson ditches the vax mandates altogether. Meanwhile, Bill Gates says COVID will soon become just like the flu. And that Pfizer guy says, get ready for the return of the old normal. But Tony from the land of baloney says, not so fast. Hey, who's on first and what's on second here in this globalist clown world? All that and more tonight on the Remnant Underground. Ladies and gentlemen, the president of the world.
One of the things that I want to do, and we're contemplating figuring out how to do, and that is, how do we move in a direction where the world itself is vaccinated?
This poor guy. I watched the thing, but I felt like it was like almost a guilty pleasure. I mean,
entertaining.
He reminded me of a man who had drunk way too much, pretending not to have drunk too much, and also a man who was not a native English speaker, and he was just sort of reciting the phrases that he had memorized first day of class. I mean, the poor guy. And of course, the irony is that Boris Johnson, our greatest ally, just a few hours before that, he was over in the UK saying they're dropping everything. Masks, vax mandates, the whole bit. Here's Boris.
As a result, from the start of Thursday next week, mandatory certification will end. It will end the compulsory use of COVID status certification in England. That once regulations lapse, the government will no longer mandate the wearing of face masks anywhere. We will trust the judgment of the British people.
Follow the bouncing science, in other words. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Michael Matt, and this is The Remnant Underground. I don't know exactly what's going on, but something huge is going on right now. Don't get too excited. It's called Agenda 2030 for a reason.
In September 2015, all 193 UN member states adopted the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. They recognized that ending poverty calls for transforming our world.
Which means that they have 8 years to get her done, you know? So what this is all about, I don't know. We're going to get into this in a moment because something clearly is happening to the whole COVID narrative. But we're dealing with morons, and I think it's very important. And we can give them omniscience. We can decide that they're all just Luciferianly brilliant, or we can actually land on the truth of the matter, which is that they are moronic politicians. And most of these guys, when they start sensing that old Klaus Schwab and the Davos, the lunatics of Davos, are not pulling us off fast enough, they're going to take care of number one first. And that could be what's going on with some of these people. I don't know. And the reality is, in the UK, in Australia, all across Europe, here in the US, the normal people living in the normal world are so sick and tired of this. And I think a lot of people are, not just conservatives, not just traditional Catholics. Last week we talked about this frustrated Geraldo Rivera, who, by the way, you dug up some information on that guy. I guess I said he was Catholic, and in fact, his father is Catholic. Cruz Rivera is Catholic. His mother is Jewish, Russian Jewish. Is that it?
Yeah, and he identifies more as a Jew, but do we care, really?
Golf clap for Geraldo. Whatever. But Geraldo tested positive. We showed you that clip last time, even though he's fully vaxxed. And you know what? I want to go back just for a second, look at a relevant part, because I agree with Geraldo. I think Geraldo's frustration is warranted. And if I were Geraldo, I would also feel ticked off. And the more the lefties are frustrated and ticked off, the better for all of us. Here's Geraldo.
And then guess what? I came back with a scratchy throat. I insisted I didn't need a test because I was vaccinated and boosted. Then Erica, my wife, insisted. So a couple of days, by the time we finally got the appointment, I take the test. Erica's negative and I am positive. It was shocking to me. It was in some ways embarrassing. I didn't quite know how to respond to it.
Now let's just let that sink in for a minute, friends, because I believe there are millions of people like Geraldo who are starting to kind of go, what is going on here, right? Not for ideological reasons. They're sick of the junk science. So Geraldo is symptomatic, but doesn't think he needs to get tested. Why not? Because he was following the science, like millions of poor sheeple have been doing. And where did they get this science? Where did Geraldo get the science that even though he was feeling sick, he didn't have to get tests, he couldn't possibly get COVID? Where did he get that science? From the leader of the free world.
You're okay. You're not gonna get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Okay, just a few months ago, the leader of the free world, Papa Joe, whose job is to keep us all safe, was telling us, you get your jab, you're not gonna get COVID. So how many more times can these people either show gross incompetence or lie right into the face of the American people? And you're gonna go, oh, okay, well, I'm sure not gonna go to Christmas this year because Biden says I gotta. How much longer? What's the point of this card, this vax card, whatever they're calling it? Why would they do this when fully vaccinated people can get and yes, spread COVID? And again, if my vaccination makes it less likely that I'm gonna get serious symptoms, well, you should probably stay away from me. Because I'm not even gonna get the symptoms. I may be more dangerous than anybody else in the room, just like Geraldo was. I didn't think he's sick, I didn't think he has to be sick. He couldn't possibly have COVID. I could be walking in and out of bars and restaurants feeling groovy and spreading COVID all over the place. What's going on over here? Why are they just now mandating these vax passes? Well, I know the answer. We're going to get to it in a minute. Had nothing to do with the Great Reset, of course, no. Pope Francis is over there right now. We're going to get to him in a minute, too. He wants everybody to get two vaxes and a booster before you can go pray at St. Peter's. He also wants everybody to wear N95 masks now starting January 31st. Why? When even the experts, Tony from the land of baloney, even he has changed his tune from get the jab to stop the spread to everyone's going to get COVID. But, says Tony from the land of baloney, the vaccinated will, wait for it, fare better. Isn't that nice? Isn't that exciting? You're going to fare better now. Going from you won't die to you're going to fare better. So, we fired all those cops and nurses just because they didn't necessarily feel like faring better. When is someone going to go rehire these people? When do all these cops and nurses get their jobs back? People have had enough.
They've never focused on, and often, which is why it rises to the level of a crime, even shut down discussion surrounding the well-known scientific principle of natural immunity. They shut down and even demonized any discussion of potential early treatments, and they failed to give us good instructions on what to do when our loved ones or we ourselves catch COVID. They flat out refused to focus on any of this. They instead swore if we all got the vaccine, the pandemic would end. Well, it didn't end. Everyone is catching COVID. People who got double vaxxed and triple vaxxed and wore double masks and kept their kids out of school and gave up Christmas with family and even worse, gave up being with their loved ones by their side as they breathe their last breaths because they weren't allowed to be next to them are catching COVID. Everyone is catching COVID. And as people are catching it, they're starting to realize they have no tools left in their toolkit. Some serious failings by our public health officials, the CDC, Fauci, our politicians, and the mainstream media are becoming glaringly obvious to the point where I think their failings rise to the level of crimes against humanity.
And if the politicians and the medical experts who advise them are guilty of crimes against humanity, what about the other guy? What about the spiritual mastermind behind this thing? What about the guy who had his hands in this thing from the beginning? Francis needs to be held accountable. He met with Melinda Gates in November of 2019. Melinda Gates of the Gates Foundation. It wasn't 2021, by the way. I need to correct that from the last show. Edward Penton, he reported that very accurately. I just got the date wrong. So Francis met not last year, but in 2019, which as far as I'm concerned makes it that much more damning. He met secretly with the Gates Foundation in 2019, remember, on the eve of a global lockdown that we're still suffering from. Now, why did he do that? Why was it secret? And the timeline now for that whole period there is beginning to emerge as rather problematic for Pope Francis and the Vatican. Let's review it, shall we? Francis meets privately with Melinda Gates, a so-called Catholic, who hails contraception, by the way, as one of the greatest anti-poverty innovations in the world. Why is Frances even meeting with her to begin with? She's pro-abortion. She's trying to reduce the population for all those beautiful African families, you know, who want to have large family. Well, the Gates Foundation, they want that. They've been down there trying to shut them down for a long time. Now, after Frances meets with this woman, a few days later, he meets with the Secretary General of the United Nations, who afterwards positively gush tweets that Frances is a, quote, champion of the protection of the planet. Now, you got to keep in mind here as we go along, Gates, then the UN. Keep in mind that the two principal tenets of the Great Reset are climate change and population control. It's through climate change and population control that they are going to shut your life down if they get their way. Now, stay with me here. A month after meeting with the head of the United Nations, Francis sends Cardinal Peter Turkson to Davos. We showed you this many times. He sent him to Davos to convey his personal papal blessings and greetings and congratulations on the 50th birthday party for the World Economic Forum for Klaus Schwab. You'll remember this.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm pleased to welcome His Eminence Cardinal Turkson, Prefect of the Dicastery for Promoting Integral Human Development of the Vatican City State, with a special message from His Holiness Pope Francis. Your Eminence, it is a pleasure to welcome you back to Davos. The stage is yours.
This is to Professor Klaus Schwab, Executive Chairman of the World Economic Forum. As the World Economic Forum celebrates its 50th anniversary, I send greetings and prayerful good wishes to all taking part in this year's gathering.
Now, very soon thereafter, the lights of the whole world went out. COVID landed. The churches closed. Economies collapsed. Intentionally. And then the world sat quiet and waiting in fear for its new messiah, the mRNA vaccines. And that's how it was in 2020. Fast forward to 2021. Francis meets privately on two occasions with Pfizer's CEO, Albert Bourla. The meetings were not announced by the Holy See press office. God knows why. And wouldn't you know it, the Vatican is now mandating the Pfizer injection for all staff and visitors in Rome, in the Vatican. According to Edward Penton in the National Catholic Register report, starting January 31st, triple vaccination, two doses plus the booster, will be required to enter Vatican territory. And don't forget, that same Pfizer CEO was also actually at the Vatican last year, 2021, as a special speaker, as an expert for a Vatican-sponsored event. You're beginning to see how this all works, how it's all coming together, where Francis has been, where the Vatican stands, how the Vatican is key to all this. At Davos a couple years ago, Cardinal Turkson actually identified himself as one of Klaus Schwab's stakeholders.
We as stakeholders contribute the wisdom of our religious traditions to maintaining working for a sustainable world.
He is a prince of the Catholic Church, and he's referring to Schwab's, of course, his stakeholder capitalism of equity and inclusion, which will override governments in a transhumanized robotic world where we will own nothing and be happy, and where a global government now will set a universal wage for all of us. Equity, inclusion. They're going to erase our national borders. They're going to eradicate our constitution. You know, the stuff that's happening right now with their boy Joe Biden. The whole point and purpose of his administration was to implement the Great Reset. Of course, Davos calls it Build Back Better.
It's a big effort to, some would say, to build back better. We would say to really have a great reset.
What do you know? That was Team Biden's campaign slogan. And also, by the way, that's the centerpiece of Biden's socioeconomic revolution, the Build Back Better Act.
On this vote, the yeas are 220. The nays are 213. The Build Back Better bill is passed.
They called it the Build Back Better Act? Are you kidding me? But all the more outrageous is it then if you still think this is just a conspiracy theory. Well, thank God Biden's Build Back Better Act is so far stumbling to pass in Congress. It hasn't passed yet. But that's only because a few Democrats are onto what's really going on here. And what's really going on here is the realignment of your nation with the Great Reset agenda. I know. It's just nothing but a big conspiracy theory. That's exactly what they want you to think. The Dutch Prime Minister, in fact, he called it a conspiracy theory. He really laid it out. In fact, this is so hilarious. We're going to watch the whole thing. Here's the Dutch Prime Minister telling us all about the Great Reset conspiracy theory.
Minister is de heer Klaus Schwab, oprichter en voorzitter van het World Economic Forum. En hij heeft ook een boek geschreven met als pakkende titel COVID-19, The Great Reset. En mijn vraag aan de demissionair minister-president is, hoe beoordeelt hij de inhoud van dit boek?
De minister-president.
Ik ken het boek niet, voorzitter. Maar ik zou de heer Vermeijeren willen adviseren om niet al te veel in al die conspiratietheorieën. Ik kijk ze ook allemaal op YouTube. Ik vind het fascinerend hoe dan uitgelegd wordt dat 9/11 niet heeft plaatsgevonden of dat het allemaal anders zit. Ontzettend knap in elkaar gezet. Maar het is meestal wat het is, een conspiratietheorie.
De heer Vermeijeren.
Nou, het verbaast mij dat de eerste vraag die ik aan de heer Rutte stel sinds ik beëdigd ben als Kamerlid direct wordt beantwoord. Dank u wel, maar het verbaast mij dat die eerste vraag direct wordt beantwoord met een leugen. Ik heb namelijk een brief in mijn hand die dateert van 26 november 2020. En dat is een brief van de heer Rutte aan de heer Klaus Schwab, waarin hij de heer Schwab bedankt voor het toezenden van zijn boek. En dit noemt een hoopvolle analyse voor een betere toekomst. Zou de heer Rutte nog even kunnen graven in zijn geheugen? Het is nog geen half jaar geleden, dus ik weet niet hoe lang uw herinneringen actief blijven, maar waarschijnlijk is dit nog wel ergens op te graven. En mijn eerste vraag opnieuw te beantwoorden en nu eerlijk, alstublieft.
Nou, het eerlijke antwoord is dat dat een nette brief is, waarin je helaas niet alle boeken die je toegestuurd krijgt van kaft tot kaft kunt lezen, maar wel degene die je toestuurt een vriendelijke brief wil terugsturen.
Nou, dan zegt de heer Rutte dus eigenlijk dat hij niet heeft gelogen tegen mij, maar tegen de heer Klaus Schwab. Maar laat ik dan hier direct alsnog de vraag stellen. De heer Klaus Schwab, die pleit in zijn boek voor het resetten van onze wereld, om onze nationale parlementaire democratie te vervangen door een globale technocratie. Hij pleit ervoor dat er een einde komt aan privébezit. En de heer Rutte is zich er kennelijk niet eens van bewust dat hij dit een hoopvolle boodschap voor een betere toekomst heeft.
So, why is Boris Johnson backing down? You know why? I think, at least partially, it's because people are sick and tired of that kind of lying. They're seeing through it. There are patriots from here to Australia, poor, sad Australia, fighting for their lives right now. But the fact is, they're fighting. They're out in the streets, as you're seeing on your screen right now, protests, millions strong, all over the world. And don't forget, this is a pivotal election year, especially here in the U.S., obviously. And I don't think Davos and Biden and the U.N., I don't think they anticipated men like Ron DeSantis or Rand Paul, who are starting to emerge now as national freedom fighters through this insanity. I don't think they anticipated Robert Kennedy, who just won't shut the heck up. They never saw Joe Rogan emerging out of nowhere to suddenly become more influential than CNN. And of course, they're losing their own. They never anticipated losing Elon Musk, who's up there right now again, week after week, ripping the entire guiding principle of Agenda 2030 over population.
I'm worried about the birth rate. Most people think we have like too many people on the planet, but actually this is an outdated view. I think that the biggest problem the world will face in 20 years is population collapse.
And traditional Catholics, us, all over the world, we've been right in the thick of this fight from the start. I'm so proud to have been in this fight with you. We've done good work. Lots of people have done great work. We have made our voices heard. This is why I was saying from the beginning, it's not futile. It is not futile. Keep fighting against these demonic morons, which is what they are. So some examples of what traditional Catholics have been doing over the couple of years, why Francis is so worried about us, start with Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano, of course. leading a campaign against Francis. I don't know how he does this. He's in his 80s, but he's got the energy of a 20-year-old. It's just amazing. It's just he's doing such great work, and he has led this campaign against Francis, against the New World Order project, and of course specifically against the Great Reset, and he's done so with such effectiveness that you'll recall even the President of the United States of America gave him an attaboy a few years back. That's a concern for the Vatican, no matter how much they try to pretend to be ignoring a man like Archbishop Vigano. Remember the Amazon Synod? Remember how that got off the ground?
My name is Alexander Chugoel, and I am the guy who threw the Pachamama idols into the River Tiber.
Which became a bigger story than the Synod itself. And throughout 2020 now, when the world was dutifully obeying the lockdown orders, we went public with very straightforward and public, and I may say militant, noncompliance.
And there is no weather, and there is no force or principality in heaven and on earth that can stop us from offering the sacrifice of the Mass.
If you're wondering why Francis canceled the Latin Mass, why he's trying to cancel it, why he will fail, but why he's trying to cancel it, I mean, that's it. We were literally out in the parking lot waging war with this guy and his entire the agenda of the entire globalist project, his friends, the globalists. We were embarrassing Francis because we didn't back down. Because we didn't hide out and decide it was just too big and it was the apocalypse and there was no reason to fight back, right? We went to war and it's working. Now, even Bill Gates is regrouping. He's seeing the need to regroup, tweeting out last week that after Omicron, he says, COVID can be treated like the seasonal flu. Well, no kidding, Bill. And wouldn't you know, the next day, the Pfizer CEO comes along and says, you know what? Life on Earth is going to return to normal in the spring. That's what he says. So you begin to see what's going on here? There's just too much pushback. And if they don't stop with this, now that they're losing credibility, of course, they're losing, even people are losing credibility, they're losing trust in the medical establishment that is very essential, obviously. If you're going to have a medical dictatorship, you can't have people lose trust and confidence in the medical experts, but that's exactly what's happening.
At Davos a few years ago, the Edelman survey showed us that the good news is the elite across the world trust each other more and more. So we can come together and design and do beautiful things together. The bad news is that in every single country they were polling, the majority of people trusted that elite less.
And if they don't stop, if they don't tap the brakes right now, they're going to lose credibility and they're going to lose their opportunity to introduce the next phase of Agenda 2030. I have an idea what that's going to be, and so do you. But the point is, it's time to pull this one back a little bit. And they know it, and that's what they're doing. Just today, the AP, the Associated Press, reports that Spain is moving. I'm going to read this because it's so ironic. After all this time, Spain, which is one of the most highly vaccinated countries in Europe, is now moving, quote, from crisis mode to control mode, approaching the virus in much the same way countries deal with the flu or measles, accepting that infections will occur and providing extra care for at-risk people and patients with complications, end quote. You don't say. Again, it's what we've been saying all along, and the only ones that are hanging out are the people who have a lot to lose if they can't keep this monster alive, guys like Fauci. He's the last holdout, right? And he's trying desperately this week to keep that monster breathing. He said, comes out and he says, it's too early to tell since we're only in phase one of the five phases because we're only in phase one of the pandemic five phases. Did you catch this? What is this guy doing? Are you kidding me?
I think he's desperately trying to spread it out because as soon as it's over, he's in jail.
Yeah, I think you're right. If this ends, Tony from the land of baloney is in jail. You're absolutely right. And the interesting thing is, where did Tony make this astute scientific observation? You guessed it. At the World Economic Forum.
But you make the virus have an advantage when you don't implement in a unified way all the very well-recognized public health measures, particularly the vaccines.
So poor Tony, going back to the World Economic Forum, I guess. Klaus Schwab gave him his marching orders to begin with a couple of years ago. And now he's like going back there, guys, are we still doing this? Or, you know, what's happening over here? And do you see why now, in terms of our country, why the 2022 midterm elections are so important and why they got them just freaking out? I you know, you hear this, we've heard it over the years. Well, and we're going to get the House back and it's going to make a difference. And you're like, oh, yeah, maybe. Well, this year, I happen to think that's actually true.
2 years ago this month, Dr. Fauci has put on notice that the virus most likely came from a lab that was doing gain-of-function research. Why didn't Dr. Fauci, when he first got put on notice that this was happening after that conference call on February 1st, why didn't he notify the commander-in-chief? If, in fact, the American people put us back in charge, this would be something that we will spend a great deal of time getting to the bottom of.
So, of course, 2022 has them concerned. A lot of concern. And maybe we can't do a whole lot about it, politically speaking, but I'll tell you what, we can certainly do our part, and our part is to call out the man who's been key to the success of this whole thing right from the start. The lunatics of Davos, they needed the moral authority of the Pope to preach their gay, globalist, anti-gospel. That's what they needed. And guess what? Francis was only too eager to hand it right to them. He must be held responsible. I believe he's an infiltrator and he needs to be stopped. He's speaking in the name of us. He's speaking in the name of our church. He's speaking in the name of Christ himself. He is giving the grace of Almighty God to the demons at Davos. And he needs to answer that. We need to raise these charges against him. Catholic or not, if you lost your job over the past couple of years of insanity, remember this. Pope Francis gave them the moral authority to take your job away from you. Don't forget that. You cops, nurses, frontline heroes who were using your brains and decided to lose your jobs before get the jab. Remember, it was Francis who publicly denied the grounds for your religious exemption. Don't forget that. And now if your children are facing forced vaccination that they do not need, it's Francis who will not stand even with the little children against these monsters that want to abuse kids. Don't forget that. Think about it, friends. Nobody right now. We got Omicron going all over the place, cases all over. Is anybody talking about locking us down again? Nobody right now is thinking that we should lock down the world. Why not? Because it was bad science, and it's proven to have been bad science. Because it destroyed millions of lives. It destroyed economies. It destroyed people. It destroyed children. And yet our boy Francis, what did he do? He rushed to dogmatize that crap science anyway. He knew nothing about it. He was just already ideologically committed to Davos and the Great Reset in the United Nations. So he said, I'll do whatever you tell me to do. There's Francis, the moral authority of the world. And this has been his MO from the moment he made his debut. Remember, we showed some of it last time. His debut as the pandemic pontiff, standing in the rain in the Piazza San Pedro. And the Oscar goes to Jorge Mario Bergoglio. Close the churches, pay the folks not to go to work, introduce socialism. Francis has approved it all. Break the economies of the world, equalize everything, inclusive inequity, destroy the U.S. Constitution, destroy the U.S. system of government, shut down the gas pipelines. Remember, that's the first thing this stooge of Davos did when he got into the presidency of the United States. He shut down the pipeline, so he erased and eliminated energy independence. Why? Because the name of the game, friends, is globalism. No country will have energy independence. There'll be a globalist solution to it all. Francis blessed that too. They took our kids out of school, set them back God knows how long. They masked up children. God knows the psychological damage they did to kids in the name of science, blessed by Pope Francis. And then they defunded the police. And then Francis comes out and he says, George Floyd is like the Good Samaritan of Scripture, totally siding with the people who burned my city down. That's what Francis did too. Now crime is escalating all over the place. You want to know why? It's intentional. It's on purpose. It's financed by the Soros people who are in bed with the Davos people, who are in bed with the United Nations, who are in bed with Pope Francis. They're escalating crime, and you know this, but they're escalating crime on purpose to destabilize the world and reset it in the image and likeness of globalism. And again, they're going to force vaccinations now on millions of our children. Guess what, friends? When you start looking at this list, when you start looking at what they've done to us, I don't blame Davos. They're the lunatics of Davos, whatever. You know who I blame? I blame this man Francis, whoever and whatever he is. He must be held accountable. He must be held. This is not revenge. This is the future we're talking about. He must be held accountable, if not by the International Criminal Court, then by the court of public opinion. Because think about this. He's supposed to be a religious, a spiritual leader. And yet the atheistic globalists of Davos, they went to Francis first. They knew they had a friend in him. They knew they had an ally in him. They knew that they had one of theirs in the Vatican. And they could not do it without him, without his moral authority. They needed a host nation as well. And Francis gave it to them. It's called the Vatican. And the reason he must be held accountable today is so that this can't happen again. So that tomorrow he can't once again use the full power of the papacy to bless the next phase of this great reset. And you know what that's going to be. A global climate change lockdown that'll make COVID look like child's play. That's what it's going to be. We cannot. We cannot let him get away with that. And people say, well, you got to pray for Francis. You're right. We do. I pray for Francis every night. I pray for his conversion. I pray that he becomes a Catholic. I pray that he does actually begin to consider and have concern for the children of this world, the ones who are being destroyed by his friends, the globalists. I pray for Francis. May God have mercy on Francis' soul. I'm Michael Mapp, Remnant TV. Thanks very much for listening, and we'll see you next week.